Oh hi, it's Mac, it's McColgan here on Audio Boo, and it's Thursday the 7th of November, just after 1 p.m, heading back home, just a wee walk, a wee donner up the town, pick up a couple of wee things, and of course listen to Audio Boo on the way up. I was listening just a wee while ago to an audio from Phil Sorrell, who is at the Daylight Gambler, and in that audio, can't remember the title, full title of the audio, I think it was a General Ramble one, if I can remember. And but then Phil mentioned the fact that he had begun to notice how many times he smacked his lips, particularly through Octava, where he was putting his audio, his voiced audio into Audacity, and then adding some music tracks, etc, etc. And because he was doing that, he was picking up on the fact that he smacked his lips, and he told us about that and immediately smacked his lips without realising he just smacked his lips. Well, he did actually, but anyway, I just done it myself. There you go, you got me going now, Phil. I think we all do it. The problem was, Phil, that just after listening to that, you had a follow on before. Actually, before it, about dog feeding the dogs their food and things like that, and the cats. And because you'd mentioned that in the previous audio, I was picking up on every time you smacked your lips in that next audio. So a wee bit of what are they called again? Psychosomatic? Something like that, I can't remember. Anyway, what I wanted to say about that is we all do various things. I think it's been discussed in the past, actually. And some people edit out their smacks and their tits, and excuse that word, but it does, you know, that's the sound it makes. So either a smack or a... and we also do We all do something. And I remember way back when, probably about a year ago, and I was noticing, I was just saying too many times. So I actually trained myself not to say it. I really did. I concentrated for a while not to say it, just to leave a wee blank. If I was thinking of something, I just stopped. And then I continued, rather than put the or onward in. But I've noticed, maybe I've just noticed, like Phil through Octava, that it's begun to creep back into my... audio again, and it's very difficult to get rid of it while I'm talking just now. but the point of it is, we all do something, and I know I smack my lips now and again, Phil, and usually you can pick it up because you see the spike, but you only pick it up if you're re-listening, and then you're going to edit, because at the end of the day, if you're doing audio and you're sending that up immediately from your device to Audio Boo, there is no editing, so your smacks and everything else goes up there, your ums and ours. I tend to use audio through my device, which I'm doing just now, my Zoom. So virtually everything I do, apart from DMs, goes via Audacity or my refound love of Reaper, which I've got back into, which is an excellent program. So in other words, I'm putting it through an editor, but really it's only to top and tail. There's always something at the beginning, something at the end of the audio, clicks and handling of the device, which you don't get with mobile devices like iPhones and Android phones. But you do with the Zoom, because it does pick up everything. So you get bits and pieces you really want to just take out. So hence, you get better quality audio, but you have to be a wee bit more careful with how you handle the device or what else might creep into your audio. But smacks, lips, smacking the lips, ums and ours, we all do it, and we just have to live with it, I'm afraid. It's unless you can train yourself, and I certainly did, but I've let it go again. One thing I noticed, and it's just to bring in this particular conversation, is that one person in particular I've noticed, and that is Jana, who is JN2N, wife of Simon, SM2N. Now, when Jana does audio boos in speaking in English, she she is at an incredible rate, right through her sentences, as she does it so many times. Now, don't take this the wrong way, Yana, if you hear this, because your audio is brilliant. We always love to hear your audio. And it's obviously, I do listen to you if I hear you saying, so many times. But what I noticed was that recently you've done some audio, in particular one recently with Simon in German, where he was basically trying to find his way through German, and you were being fluent. And I noticed that, I don't even remember if you did say it even once when you're speaking a native language. So I'm wondering, did that come out of the time when you were learning English? I don't know when you learned English, at school, primary school, high school, or in Germany it'd be kindergarten, wouldn't it? Yeah. So I don't know if that's where you learned English, or if you learned English later in life. But was that the reason, or could that be the reason that you so many times, because you were faltering over what you had to say? But certainly when I was listening to you in German, it was fluent. It was lovely to hear, by the way. I love the German language. But you didn't say, at least if you did, I never noticed that. So, big difference there. I can't believe I just said that. But anyway, yes, back to smacking lips and that. I think we all accept we all do it. And we've all got our own wee foibles in our audio. What I notice more with my audio as time goes on, because I'm losing fitness. I certainly am losing fitness, and that's down to myself. I used to cycle very, very regularly and cycle 20, 30, 40 miles. I was always very, very active. And over the past year or so, I've got really lazy. Really lazy. And the bike has hardly been out at all. I'm just getting far too darn soft. But what I've noticed is my breathing. And that's become more evident, more than any articulation from the voice, like smacks or whatever, or is when I listen back to my audio and I can hear myself, and it's shocking. I never, you know, I used to be super fit. Well, yeah, for my age, I was super fit, I guess. But now it's like, even walking at a pace, I can hear this breathing. And oh my God, it sounds like an old man. So that's something else that's creeped into my audio. Anyway, keep up the lip smacking. It's lip smacking good, Phil. And we, the rest of us, will and air through our audio still. It's not about that, is it? It's just about the person, the voice. As Paul O'Mahony has always said, it's all about the voice, not necessarily the bits in between. Thanks for listening again. Bye for now.
G'day, Barry. I think that
What is that?
Problems, and...
Okay.
The real problem, I don't know what's really there, and something difficult.
It is inconceivable, though.
It hasn't been easy. I can't... Thanks, Barry.